Spirit of the living God, glorify Jesus in this room. In the lives of the people, in our midst, in everything we do, let Jesus be on top. The Bible says that is from above, is above all in prominence and in excellence. Therefore, Lord, I stand above every limitation that anyone came here with. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord just opened my eyes. I saw two sisters, two ladies. You are friends. You are sitting near each other. You are so close, they feel you are sisters. I don't know where you are. But one of you, as I was praying here, God opened my eyes. I saw a load on your head. And I cannot waste time describing the things you've dealt with. The funny thing is that this thing follows you everywhere, but it made a mistake. Maybe you didn't know where you were going. You came into this place. In the name of Jesus, the resurrected Lord, let that load be shattered now. Because Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. You have come to the place of grace. You've come to the place of rest. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God consume whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, you are free totally. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate Jesus, somebody. Now, greet people on your left and on your right. Greet them. Let them know you appreciate that you're around them. And please be seated. God bless you. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's one other person under the sound of my voice. Every February, you have accidents. Every February. Minor or major. Today, the Lord tears that experience in your life for life. Can I have a receiving amen somewhere? Let me tell you, because of the way God works. Once it starts working, you can stop him. The church must be taught how to receive the gift of the Spirit. Once you familiarize it, it stops. But instead of you to stop it, you know what I would do? I would make sure you don't sit in front. I will take your picture and send it to ushers. I'm saying the truth. Because you are not more important than everybody. I pray for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. What the Lord wants to do in your life today and what he has done is forever. So shall it be. Praise the Lord. God started with us in 2022 and he said to us that we are living in his best. How many of you believe that? How many of you believe that? We're living in his best. This will be your story this year. Whatever you're encountering is not near where God is taking you to. Every one of us in this place, including the preacher, where God is taking us to is beyond where we are. For the path of the just is like a shining light that shines ever brighter. God doesn't start big with anybody. It starts well. And starts to advance you. It is where you stop that God stops. That's why be very careful not to stop. Be content, be grateful, but please don't be satisfied. When you see a satisfied person, you can tell. 5 minutes being around them, you can tell that they are satisfied. Pride makes you satisfied. Selfishness makes you satisfied. Not seeing far makes you satisfied. A frog was sleeping, was swimming in a well. It was backflipping, throwing his legs. Was enjoying itself. Until he raised up his head and found out that there was a pond. Ah! So there's a life above beyond this. He hopped to the pond. He said, wow, what a life. And then he met a friend that, took him to stroll to a river that he had seen before. He said, wow! There's a river beyond this pond. And then later, he discovered that there's a sea. There are levels. Life is in phases. What happens to people is that they play too at the space. You will never settle. There are settling churches. They don't grow anymore. Anything that doesn't move will start to decay. A wheel can never fall until it stops. As long as you are moving, you can't fall. The growing church is the going church. If you are going, you'll keep growing. Nothing about God is a mistake. The first time God was revealed to us in the Bible, he was moving. Why? Why would they show us? Why didn't they show us he was sitting on the throne? To tell you the God you carry. If he's alive in you, he propels you to keep moving. Two-thirds of God's name is go. You have to keep going. Don't let anybody clap for you too soon. You and I are not there yet. So we have to keep going. Look at your feet. Where are they facing? Behind? Front. Keep going. The best is ahead of you. I prophesy to you that you will sit down somewhere and tell the story of when things used to be good. Never in the name of Jesus. It will only get better for you. Except you are something else. Nobody has eyes behind them. God doesn't expect us. We are not wired to go back. The children of Israel left Egypt. The most formidable power. Pursuing them. Red Sea in front of them. Nobody ever crossed it. Moses said, what shall I do? It shocked Moses. God said, go forward. The instruction God will give to you anytime, no matter what it is go forward. How shall I go forward? Can't you see the trouble? Can't you see the debts in the bank? Can't you see that I'm losing my company? I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my God. I said, go forward. But divide the sea. The Bible says in Ephesians 5 that Jesus may cleanse the church by the washing of the water by the word. John 15:3. Now that I've spoken to you, you are clean. By what I'm teaching you today, you are cleansed from the things that ravage your family in the name of Jesus. That amen is not correct. In the name of Jesus. Can it be louder, somebody? Can it be faith-filled, somebody? How do you talk to somebody and you say they are clean? How? That he may cleanse the church by the washing of the water, by the word. A man of God should not be ashamed. Study to make yourself, to show yourself approved. A man of God that does not need to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So the word is water. The word is truth, but it can be divided. Moses, divide the Red Sea. As I'm dividing this mystery right now, don't stay at the shore. Say, hey, Pharaoh is coming. Walk in it. Walk in the revelation as I divide it. I prophesy to you, your restoration has come. I say you are walking in God's best. A threefold amen if you believe it. You know the funny thing about Christianity? And this is why pastors get results and some don't get results. The moment you don't mix faith with what you are taught, it will just drop on your lap. There is no powerful man of God that can make it work. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. For indeed, is this not a lie? This is not a fluke. The gospel preached to us today was as well preached to them. But there was something wrong. The word which they heard, you see, what you are hearing is important. Did not profit them. They were just going to church. Because they didn't mix something with it. Faith. If you like, be in front seat at Benin's meeting. If you like, please give me any name. Be on their lap. If you don't mix it, that's why pastors' children can go left. They even sit with them, sleep with them. Can you imagine? You have never seen Jesus before. At the preaching of Jesus, see how your life changed. Judas wore the same clothes with him. Will you give somebody to keep money of your ministry that you did not trust? It was the one that Satan entered into him. Because all the miracles, you know, Jairus' daughter, that girl was sleeping. Thomas, that girl is asleep. Ah, don't be like that. Even Peter, when Jesus spoke to the tree, the next day he said, hey, Jesus, the tree you spoke to. They were in doubt all through. It didn't profit them. I don't care the church you attend. I don't care the revelation. Those of you that like hearing new things. Doesn't matter the you do. If you don't mix it with faith, it will not profit you. But this one will profit you. I said, this particular one, it will shock you. If you believe it, roar me like thunder. God is famous for turning things around. If you go to the table of God and see his resume, one of the major things in front of God is that he loves to turn things around. In fact, if what you are dealing with, you have options, God stalls and lets all those options fail. So that this one, nobody will take the glory. If you are here listening to me, you have a terminal situation. You are the right candidate for this morning service. I'm not trying to encourage you. I'm telling you the truth from experience and from God's word. Some of you don't know the reason why Jesus heard that the one he loved was sick and he did not visit. He ate, slept in the house of Lazarus. The Bible says he loved him. The only time recorded that Jesus wept on behalf of somebody. He wept over Jerusalem, but he wept over somebody. Do you think Jesus wept because he could not raise Lazarus from the dead? No, he wept because they said by now he must be stinking. It was then that he wept, because man was not made to be stinking. It was sin that put us in that dimension. He could raise him up. He's sick. First day, second day, third day. The disciples even reminded him. He said, that sickness is not unto death. You told us that sickness is not unto death, but now he's dead. You know what they said? Let us go and wake our friend up. Death is permanent. Sleep is temporal. How many of you slept yesterday night? Did you not wake up? Sleep is temporal. Death is permanent. He called a permanent situation a temporal circumstance. Why? He's a God of restoration. He told the sister. He said, if you believe, you will see wonders today. And that one said, I know your resurrection and life now. And in the last day, we shall see our brother. He has taught them in the Bible school in the house. The Sunday school they used to have in the house. The morning devotion. He had taught them that he was resurrection and that there is life after death. They said, well, we believe that at the end of the day. But Jesus, he shouldn't have died too early if you came. Say, if you believe, you see wonders. I'm not talking about the last day. I am resurrection. And if I carry the grace for resurrection, I can never be afraid of death. In fact, you can't see that dimension of me until something dies. If it doesn't die, how do I resurrect something that is alive? So this case is, it qualifies you to see a dimension of God. Except you don't believe. I prophesy every dead marriage, dead relationships, dead gifts, dead financial grace, dead walk with God. David, even in Old Testament, said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. It's possible for that restoration. Therefore, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, let every axe, iron axe head that the enemy buried in water, covered with sand, because he's afraid of what he can do, let it swim up again. Every Samson under the sound of my voice, I command your hair to start growing back now. Let your strength be back. Let your grace be back. Let your enthusiasm be back. You're that person that you wake up early in the morning and you are not excited about life. Read my lips. Except you want to stay in bondage. In demonology, no matter how anointed you are, if someone wants to keep their demon, there's nothing you can do about it. If everybody wants to keep that demon for them, and that person says, I want to release this demon, that demon will come out. Remember Lystra, the demon that was shouting after Paul and Silas. The owners of that girl, using that girl to make money, they wanted the demon to stay, but that girl wanted the demon to leave. When they crossed to the other side, remember the man from Gadara? The demons were legions inside him. He pushed himself, he bowed before Jesus. He wanted his attention. As a matter of fact, the reason why there was storm on that water was that they knew that if Jesus crossed to the other side, he would release. So the storm you're dealing with, the sleep, the tiredness, is because they know if you listen, they will be evicted from that place. Because the word of God is powerful. It's self-energized. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, everything troubling your Israel, let them bow now. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Anything that is challenging your rest, in your finance, in your marriage, in your health, I command them, bury it this morning. If you believe it, roar him like thunder. Now, don't wait till I start praying. Even as I'm preaching, Jesus Christ was in a place as he was preaching, the power of God was present to heal. Are you following what I'm trying to say? It doesn't confirm your tears or your worry or your emotions. It confirms what I preach. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, right where you are, no matter the campus you are, even if you're watching the rebroadcast, let the power of God fill your space right now. Let there be a turnaround. There is a light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. His word is light. That word is a light unto my lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And when that light shines in darkness, there's nothing darkness can do about it. Therefore, I command in the name of Jesus, every darkness hanging around, I command them to bow right now. Please be seated. Deuteronomy 30 verse 2. Deuteronomy, dethrone your enemy. Chapter 30 verse 2. And you return to the Lord, your God, and obey his voice. I'm still going to get there. According to all that I command you today, you and your children with all your heart and with all your soul, look at the next verse, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity. Now, as a Christian, you're not in captivity like you are demonized. But there are lots of people that don't live in the liberty of the sons of God. Anything the enemy has stolen, anything the enemy has taken, this morning's service was designed that in the name of the Lord Jesus, he will pay for it. Amen. I said he will pay for it. Amen. I said he will pay for it. Amen. You're that person that you got married early and you are listening to me now. You got married when you were barely beyond a teenager. And your husband took advantage and messed you up. And it's as if, wow, what a mistake. How can I start early in life and be stuck like this? This has been your thoughts. Like God didn't know you. God spoke to me just now to tell you, I will restore. It will so much restore you. People will be wishing they divorced like you. But that cannot be their portion, because what happened to you was not your fault. It was the enemy trying to steal something from you. But God has yanked you from that deepest place. I saw how he took you. And I saw how that you are placed on a white horse. And the horse began to run into the gate of the city. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Let this word be sealed in the blood. And let there be a miracle. In the name of Jesus. I have seen somebody propose it to a 50-year-old woman before. 50-year-old woman. And that woman was looking like 60. And the woman was jobless. Had a lot of trouble. And I said, ah, is this what I said? This is what the Lord said. Are you sure you didn't have a dream and somebody put umbrella on your head? He said, no. That's what the Lord told me to do. Nothing is impossible with God. If you ever met somebody who can tell you about it, I'm the one that can tell you. When men's strength ends, that's where God starts. God told me many years ago, he repeated it some weeks ago. He said, Biodun, even if the thing you want do not exist, I can make it. I can create it. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, that prophecy that came just now, we will see the testimony on the screen. Can somebody start writing every prophecy in this thread down with date? That when it happens, sometimes when they're sharing the testimony, until they go look for the video and play for you, even you've forgotten. Expectation is the mother of manifestation. When you are expecting, what do we call pregnant people? Expecting mothers. Because if you're expecting, it affects everything you do. I prophesy. There will be strange restoration in this church. A couple were attending another church and they separated. That separation got to like 3 or 5 years. Please don't quote me. I think 3 or 4 or 5 years. It's between 3 and 5 years. 2 years ago, 12 days of glory, I wanted to close. And I began to talk about resurrection and restoration. Not that I preached about it. I just entered that pocket. The husband was sitting on that side. Prior to that time, maybe third day or fourth day, I think the camera showed the wife. The man was thinking, ah, this kind of church. Waiting this woman they live for here. That one too. Was that, not me, that guy with that. I go avoid them. But 12th day, they met at the foyer. They just saw themselves. They hugged and they went home. 5 years, there should be things you should settle. Okay, tell me, why did you do that? Because no talk. Within 12 days, God did a quick work. I went to one of the campuses to preach. You know what happened? They came to me and said, Pastor, you remember us? It was probably 2 years after. And they told us, we are still together. They showed me their children. I prophesy, there will be strange restoration in this season. Restoration of dignity. Restoration of power. Restoration of health. Restoration of finance. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In that Deuteronomy 30 that I read 2 and 3 to you, look at verse 9, everybody. Verse 9 says, the Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand. Okay? So we're not just talking about people who lost something. The level you are, it makes you increase. Abound means to increasingly increase. My father-in-law told me something. He said, if you see somebody buy a jet, say, don't congratulate him until after 2 years. Because the jet can start riding him. But when you start abounding, it means God is with you. I prophesy to you. From my heart, this is the least you will ever be. Look at what the Bible says, the Lord will make. It was not your effort. You tried, though. You did your part, but God makes it happen. You will take the right decision. You meet the right people. You have the right network. You take the right step. You make the right move in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. It will make you abound in all the work of your hand. All. In other words, everywhere you turn, if you decide to say, you know what, I like the dogs in your house. Okay, I'll pay for two. Let's start raising it. Any joke, anything you are involved with, God will make it happen. Let me say something. I live in that address. I live in that address. Why? I meditate on things like this every time. There is nothing I will get involved with. Give it time. It will flourish. Because that's my belief. I believe it with the whole of my heart. Pastors come to me. They just partner with me. I say, okay, no, okay, we'll partner from now. And their church starts to grow. I call them and say, you don't receive the jazz too? They start laughing. They just know what to do. There were people that came for 12 Days of Glory. I can tell you 4 of them. Every testimony they heard here at 12 Days of Glory is happening in their church. Not some. Every. Happening. One had 2 branches and the 2 of them just exploded. He said, Pastor, what should I do? I said, put one in the evening, put one in the day. Because he doesn't even have who can take the services. They put one in the evening, put one in the morning, and shuttle. I said, just put in your strength. Exploded. Pastor Richard and Abel Good, I said, don't invite anybody. Just put 2 people, 12 Days of Glory, they're doing it too, and release your heart. Go and reproduce the testimonies. You can check him out. Healings, everything's happening there. Anything you are involved with from today, as long as you set your heart to this message, it will begin to blossom. Child of God, you get to your office, your shop, your business tomorrow. Just enter that place and say, I'm involved here. See, there must be one confidence that you must walk out of this place with. Nobody in this church should remain on the same level. You enter that office and tell that office, walls have ears to hear. The reason why mountains came was because somebody spoke and mountains came. The reason why mountains can go is that mountains have ears to move and go back to sender. Every stagnation planted around you, I command them to be buried forever. This is your year for explosion. Everywhere you turn, you will have testimony. Can I hear your amen agreement? Those of you sitting, can I hear your amen like fire? People will just involve you with things. We just call you and involve you with things. No, you don't need to. We just need your name on it. Just sign here. Write it down. We will hear that testimony. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Let's move forward. We don't have much time. In verse 9, it says the Lord will make. Did you see that? He will make it happen. All the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock. When you hear livestock, they're talking about your money. Money was weighed in the days when the scripture was written with livestock. In the produce of your land, for good. For the Lord will again. Did you see that? The key word is what? Again. Again. Rejoice over you. For good as it rejoiced over your fathers. They're not talking about your grandfather. Talking about your father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. As it rejoiced over them, the Lord will rejoice over you. Amen. Somebody here, you're listening to me, you've disappointed God. You went left. And the enemy took you down. And you are thinking, can he use me again? Oh, even as a Christian, did you abort? You're listening to me right now. And guilt, shame is ravaging you. The Lord will rejoice over you again. I prophesy, receive grace for strange restoration. Strange restoration. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. The lady that gave a testimony about her liver. Please. Somebody sent us a message from the States, a medical person. He said, I'm very, very critical. You correct me if I'm saying, I'm very critical about testimonies, particularly when they are, there's one word he used. He said, but now I'm in tears because I can see this is real. Liver issues is not kidney issues, though. It's a death sentence. Now, if you think God healed that liver, you don't understand God. Every manufacturer has spare parts. It was restored, though. One day they were checking Pastor Modile's BP. Just a routine check. The doctor said, how old are you? She mentioned her age. Over 40. Your BP is like this. How? Say, your BP looks, your blood pressure looks like a 3-year-old, 5-year-old girl. I looked at her with all the shouting, Father! Everything perfect. I had a past in secondary school, in university. So if you've not heard about restoration. He said, behold, all things are new. I prophesy to you. In the name of Jesus, right where you are, as long as your heart is connected to this altar, let everything switch and become new. This testimony I shared with you today, as you go back to your doctor for any routine check, not out of fear, behold, everything would have been made new. Shout amen like fire. Shout amen like a Christian. Genesis 40 and verse 12. You remember the butler and the cupbearer that came to Joseph in the prison. Before Pharaoh will jail you, you are in trouble. You are not likely to come out of it. And Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of the dream you had. The three branches are 3 days. Now, within 3 days, listen, greater than Joseph is here. Because the Bible says there's a grace or the glory that excels. That's what the Bible teaches. Joseph didn't have the portion that you and I have. He said in 3 days, Pharaoh will lift your head, lift up your head, and restore you to your place. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand again, according to the former manner, when you were his butler. I prophesy. In the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth, let there be strange restoration. I said, let there be strange restoration. I prophesied at the end of the service here, and I said, there's somebody here. I think it was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I said, there's somebody here. They lied to you at your place of work. I said, they're going to call you back. You know what happened to the lady? The boss called her back. They restored her back. There's a brother here, Brother Sheyi. He came to me. He said the boss just told him to leave. And I laughed. Very zealous brother. I said, go back, go back, go back there. Go back. So you know how shameful it is. They have dismissed you at work. You went back. He was like, oh, come to my office. You know what happened? They handed over a place to him outside Abuja. So if you've not been seeing him, that's what he's been doing. The boss, first of all, he said December, he was telling me that the boss gave him money to repair this car, paid his house rent. He was counting everything for me. The same place. The same place you've been put to shame. That same place you'll be honored. Shout at me like fire. They conspired against the son of mine in this church. They conspired against him where he works because he's a Christian. And they transferred him to a place I don't want to mention. In the corner. He came to my office there. I prayed with him. I said, so what are we going to do now? I said, maybe God wants to do something with you. Go there. He called me 3 days later. He said, Baba, this place where are they? God, no one do anything. I said, Lord, what are you doing? What is happening? He received a vision to start a business. Came back to me. I prayed with him. You know what happened? Where they moved the headquarter of the office to was downstairs. His office was upstairs. Took a whole floor. The office was a whole floor. So when they moved, they come and say, Papa, 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 they moved here. I said, go and greet them. Walk there. When I say, ah, my God. See what the Lord has done with you. See what God can do. You know, they gave him little contract that what he does is you come and do it in the office. The same place where they plotted to disgrace him. I prophesy to you. There will be strange restoration for you. Shout amen from your heart if you believe it. So shall it be. I said, so shall it be. I said, so shall it be. You know Mephibosheth. I'm sure you know the story of Mephibosheth. This guy was just a child when they heard that his father died in battlefield. And in those days when might was right. And even till now, God forbid, that they just announced now that they have overthrown the government. Anybody that has Buhari in their name will take off. They will take off because they will look for you to kill you. They can even spare you now because you're not a threat. But in those days, they will wipe out everybody that can threaten the kingdom they are about to establish. So the house help, that was the nurse that was carrying this boy, has, out of fear, run. Everybody was running out of the palace, dropped this boy and they broke his spine. He became lame. Someone who was raised in the palace was taken to Lodiba. In fact, the way it sounds, it's below the bar. Below the poverty bar. Was taken there. Where Arabs lived. Do you know how Jewish people hated Arabs? Where they just, a dirty place, a slum. That was where they could contain him. People didn't live there by choice. People lived there by sentence. Of course, life sentenced him there. But one day, David said, is there nobody in the house of Saul that I can show mercy for Jonathan's sake? You have a heavenly Jonathan. Believe me, I'm not making it up. You have a heavenly Jonathan. Jonathan is the type and shadow of Jesus who preferred you to himself. When he died, you don't know the meaning of that? That you are more than conqueror? You don't know the meaning of that? The conqueror, after actually won, destroyed the champion, collected the belt. And while they were about to wear the belt for him, he took the belt off and came to the crowd and gave you the belt. And they said, ah, this person didn't fight though. He must be more than conqueror. Come on, talk to me, somebody. When he died, you died. When he rose, you rose. When you ascended, you are made to ascend together with him and to sit together in the same authority with him. You have a heavenly Jonathan. Jonathan told David, I will be your assistant. You'll be the king. Because I perceive God has done it for. Jesus didn't say he would be our assistant, but he preferred him. He said, no greater love than a man can show than to lay his life down for his friend. Jonathan's father plotted for David. Jonathan sneaked to go and tell David. Your heavenly Jonathan has gone ahead. And when the siren entered Lodibar, everybody said, we told you. We told you to kill this boy. We told you to kill this boy. Now, everybody will be wiped out now. But to their shock, they came down and said, where is Mephibosheth? The boy was shaking. I'm the one. You better say you are the one now. Go, 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 go. They put him down. They first of all cleaned him. And he just thought, ah, my execution has come. Can you picture what was on the mind of Mephibosheth between Lodibar and Jerusalem? Can you picture what was in his mind? As he entered, the Bible says he fell down before David. He fell down before David. David said, pick him up. Pick him up. From today, you will eat on the same table with me. There is a kindness of the king that is beyond what you've done. There is a kindness of the king that is beyond the judgment of men. That is why anybody standing somewhere to conclude on you don't know God. I'm not advising you or encouraging you to do evil. But you remember that the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30 verse 2, if you return, there's power in returning and obey his voice according to what you've been commanded. There will be a turnaround. Never put a full stop behind the exploits of anybody. David picked this boy and David was eating with it. I think Pastor Matthew Ashimalo is the person that has described this situation the most in his life. He said, some other people are bending down to look at the leg. But when everybody sat on the table, because from here up, look normal. Nobody will see your wound in the name of Jesus. Where God is taking you to, nobody will be able to see your past. God will so heal you. He said, oh my God. Anna was in the spirit. The Bible says she was filled with the spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 2. And said, he pulls the poor out of the dung hill. When they pull somebody out of the heap of ashes, what do you think the person would look like? Bible says he set him among princes, and the princes had no choice but to accept him. Have you been around Arabs that are rich before, and you enter the same lifts with them? You look like you don't exist. Have you tried to talk to British, you know, high level people as a black person? Have you tried? They look at you like, who are you that you wouldn't even open your mouth and be talking where they are? But for them to accept you, if somebody has a heart disease and you're a cardiologist, you're the only person that can operate him, they don't care what accent you have. Amen? Yeah. You tell somebody he's got prostate cancer, but there's one African thing. The person came and said, is this, come. When people can't hear your accent, it's because you are not relevant. When you are relevant, they will hear it. The Lord sets you among princes. Do you know how princes behave? Cartels. Where are you coming from? He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the beggar from the hardship and sets him among princes. And make him to inherit the throne of glory. Why? The pillars of the earth are the Lord's. He can shift pillars. And buildings will not know that they are shifted. The pillars are moving in your direction. I said they are moving in your direction. They are moving in your direction. They are moving in your direction. Someone's story here is about to change forever. If you believe me, shout amen like fire. If you believe me, shout amen like fire. Somebody in my church office called me and said, I had a dream. A brother looks like he wants to commit suicide. I said, reach out to him. Say this to him. Say, don't involve me. Reason is, don't let him get scared. Say this. And we began to pray for him. Wanted to commit suicide. By the time they called him to church office, he started crying. A whole man. A whole man. He said, look. He prayed. talk to him. Not too long after then, he hit a contract. I think less than 500 million naira. Just like. Next, 750 million. Next, 2.1 billion. Sent a message to me 3 days ago. They just approved 21 billion. I'm not telling you stories, though. So when you see young people in this church, they are not that. Ross, I'm the pastor. If you know one move, stay where you did. They pose with your borrowed post car. They say, say amen. You know, say amen. I'm telling you a true story. A real story. A real story. I did not settle issues between him and his wife. I settled like 5 times. We're very close. And I don't even want to give you information. I'm a pastor. I've seen God take people from nowhere. From nowhere. There's one couple in this church. Everybody goes there for help. I remembered when they wanted to do their wedding. To encourage them, I knew what I did. I brought out one card that I don't give to people. I said, use it. They were wondering what, you know, I relate to people based on grace. I've seen it. That's the same way I'm seeing somebody here. Don't conclude on yourself. Why will you commit suicide? Why, how? You don't know that you are the right person. You see, when God helped me in this church, people were saying, his father was rich now. Now, my papa give him money. So God doesn't like my kind of testimony. But yours, they check your holiness. They say, who won't give this one money? This has to be God. You are the right testimony. I prophesy to you. Let there be strength restoration. You know why I'm excited about this? I need to run. Why I'm excited about this message? Sit down. Is that when God wants to restore you, he doesn't give to you what the enemy took from you. A friend of mine, a mentor of mine, had a crusade. A young combat attended. The young combat had a nice car and they stole the car. A young believer, they stole this car. The guy said, Satan, it's too late. It's too late. Nothing can steal my joy. See, those who are not established, they'll say, how can they steal my car in the church? Is Jesus real? 2 weeks after, got a call from the guy that stole the car. He said, listen, because found the address in the car and probably the document or something. Called. He said, I'm very sorry. You may not. I don't want you to ever know me. But when I was driving your car, I was listening to the message of the preacher you've been listening to. I'm convicted. I want to return your car. Please forgive me. I'm going to park it in a certain place. Under the carpet of the driver, you'll find the key there. But please, look very well. You may not recognize that car. Because I've changed the tire, changed the rims, changed the color. I've refurbished everything. That guy was looking for his car, standing by his car. By the time he saw it, he must have spent maybe like $12,000. Only God knows. To revamp the entire car. Very soon, somebody will be standing beside you asking about you. I said, somebody will be standing beside you asking about you. You will not look like where you are right now. They took oil and spices and perfume, going to the tomb of Jesus. They said, by now, he must be stinking. But they asked the question, who will roll the stone away for us? Who will roll away the stone? That question you're asking, if this will come to pass, who will pay for my ticket to travel? Who will pay for my school fees? Who will do this? That your small mind, I'm sorry, to have been able to think about it, God has thought about it. The stone that soldiers upon soldiers rolled. One angel. And that angel is still alive. Angels don't die. One angel moved with lightning and used one finger. He rolled it and sat upon it. When a judge wants to judge a situation, they don't stand, they sit. In the name of, I judge poverty in your life. The things ravaging people in your family, I judge it now. Anything that says you have no way to pass, I judge it this morning. A threefold amen, somebody. Enter into a new dimension. Enter into the light of life. Become attractive. If you believe it, sound amen like fire. There is somebody, you have a pain on your chest. A pain. Like someone stabbed you with a knife. I don't know where you are. I'm going to give an instruction very soon. Don't joke with it. Because today is the last day you'll feel that pain. Not emotional healing. By this you will know God is in our midst. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. There is no way I can test you, I can verify now that someone's company is restored in this service. There's no way I can verify that someone's marriage is restored in this service. But somebody came with a pain that can disappear. And you can know that if God can do this, he can do all. Are you all still here, somebody? Praise the Lord. So Job, the enemy took everything from Job. His children, his business, everything. He had friends that were evil. Telling him, curse God. His wife yielded herself as a vessel for the enemy. How you know God is with you is that despite all that happened to you, some things still did not happen to you. One man came to me and said, oh, Pastor Biodo, is God real? And I said, when last were you in the hospital? He said, I lost my company. I said, when last? Haven't you seen people that are poor and they are sick? Talk to me. That even if they said they wanted to make you a senator, they said, he's sick. I'm getting somewhere with this. The devil took his company, took his children, took his money, took his farm, took everything, but did not touch his wife. Because who will produce the other children that will come? The fact that he could not touch everything and left some things makes me know God is still with you. Because you thought you lost a lot, what you have left is enough to reproduce. By this you will know God is with you. Because all this complaining you are complaining, if they just dash you one cancer, you'll not be pursuing money again. You pursue how to survive. They say Yoruba land that if they struggle, say make you know, may they not laugh at you. If situation comes, say they laugh at you. Because they struggle, say may you not die. Because death, they more difficult than that. Am I talking?
Yes, sir.
If a tree be cut down, the Bible says to blossom again. Somebody here, you're blossoming again. I say you're blossoming again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All those small, small testimonies you used to share, you will look at yourself and laugh. And say, what is it? What? Well, thank God I'm grateful. You know, as you look at me, my father was rich. How much did he have? How much? Did he have 10 billion? Oh, he was comfortable. How much? 500 million. Do you know what can happen to you? You look back and say, what was I even celebrating? Don't sit down there. There's more. When God restored Job, Job 42, God gave him double. Proverbs 6:30. Quickly. Proverbs 6:30. 30 and 31. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he's starving. Yet, next verse, when he's found. You know why I'm teaching you? Because the thief has been ravaging somebody. He did not know he was a thief. He feels life is normal like that. If you are born in the prison as a child and you grew in the prison, you would think that's all there is about life. If you are born in the jungle, I was talking to a preacher who told me that the first time he went to the city, he did not know anything like that existed. He's a marine lawyer. Very, very rich right now. He said the first time he came to this, nobody even told him about the city. But he was born in the village. There's more. And that's what God will expose you to this year. I said, that's what God will expose you to this year. When I was in Ilorin, one day, a preacher that loves me came to me and said, Pastor Biodo, where did you get the money to rent this house? Because it was the finest house on the street. I did not even know. I just saw a nice house. We negotiated. And I liked the fact that I could put my office in front, my house was behind. We just paid. But nobody, when I told the man how much we paid, he was shocked. Some people don't know there is favor. But everybody thought, no, it was a white house. If you passed on the street, you will say, wow. Everybody looked at me like, wow. Out of all the young preachers, I was the only person using Camry. I don't know what they call that, Camry. The day I bought it, two pastors were with me in Lagos. All of them were looking at me like, even we did Lagos. We know if you afford them. From Ilorin, I was like, I thought I was on top of the world. Are you following what I'm trying to say? Rented apartment though. If I saw people off, you know, people came to me, I saw them off to the mirror. People be greeting me. Ah! The man said, where did you get money? I had to tell him. He said, because everybody's wondering. When the man left, I said to myself, does this man know what's on my inside? Does this man know what's on my inside? I can imagine if he sees where I'm staying now. There's more. There's some people, when you move near them, you say, God, you know your prayer point? You're partial. It's not that God is partial. If you bring teacup to God, and somebody bring this bowl, and that one brings tipper, and God fills all of them, is he partial? It was what you brought. The expectation of the righteous. When the man was telling me that the house, I did not know. I'm telling you that I did not think about it. Because people are small-minded. So the first thing you need to do, when the thief is found, he must restore. Look at that. He must restore sevenfold. Can you imagine what the enemy stole from you times seven? Please. This message is not for you if you are expecting. They stole my car. I need my car back. They stole my money. I lost a job. Now that pastor is preaching, I lost one job. Let them employ me back in that place. No. Too small. You buy the company. Are you following what I'm trying to say to you? That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
But you see, those who have small minds will think, Pastor, his words, they're smooth. If you go to that church, hypertension will leave you. The man will talk to you, go happy. Then you walk out and meet a real life. You know why? What he calls real life is not real. It's the lie the devil sold to you. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It's the lie the enemy sold. He's a thief. The Bible says when he's found, not when he stole. Not when he stole. He's been stealing right from time. But when you realize that, this guy's been stealing from me. When you nab him,
yes, sir.
He must. Look at how he hints. He may even have to give up all the things in his house because he may not be able to afford. I'm seven. So don't be expecting back what he stole from you. Expect bigger. Expect more. And some of you, you can't remarry again. But the man that damaged you, God will pay you over your children. God will pay you over your children. You see, some men, they don't wait to see the reward of their children. It's the same woman they are victimizing that will stay and enjoy everything. I have a grand aunt married to a policeman. This policeman was high-level policeman, very rich. I remember going to their house, even in our village, very nice place. This man, everywhere they posted him, we have a child. And the woman would take the child. And knowing that woman did not have a child, would maltreat the woman. Later, he had a spinal cord disease and was on the floor. Please don't do that in Jesus' name. That's very mean. This man will put a headgear like this. I'm telling you a true story. The other headgear like this. And she'll go and meet him where he's lying down. All the kids that he was dumping were rich. Here, vice marshal among them. Several stuff. They're giving this woman money. Even if they give the man money, he had a spinal cord disease. And this woman had to go represent him in all parties. She would do her headgear like this. Ah, daddy, I'm going to so-so-so place. And I will branch so-so-so place. I said, ah, won't you come late? Stay with me now. Say, I'm coming. I want to represent us. Our perfume will be smelling 1 mile away. She'll go, cuss, 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 cuss. That will not be your story. Amen. One prayer I pray for somebody here. When you are 80, 90, you and your wife will be together. That picture you are placing before yourself, watching all those nonsense series, is not God's will for you. You'll be together in the name of Jesus. When long life, the Lord will satisfy you. When it's found, you shall be made to restore in sevenfold. God will help you. Well, the reason for this message is that after this message, somebody here, God will settle you. The devil's preoccupation is to make you hate God, making you think God is the one doing what he's doing. God did not create Satan, no. He created Lucifer. Beautiful. It was his sin that brought him there. God didn't create somebody to be tormenting us. In John 10:10, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and enjoy it to the full. That they may have it more abundantly. If you look at the Amplified Bible, it says, I came that they might have, not only have life, enjoy life. Have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That is your portion. Amen. I said that's your portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In Job 22. Give me verse 28 or 25. Give me 25. Go to 23. What's 23? If you return to the Almighty. I'm closing. You will be built up. What else do you need? If you return to the Almighty. Some of you used to pray. You can't pray anymore. Some of you used to fast. You can't fast anymore. It is when you say, oh, Jesus. When you're watching a movie, you don't sleep. Hello, somebody. Ah, oh, I love my wife. Mommy, praise. Mommy, oh, well done. Be praying. Instead of you, pull your husband, pray, and make sure you pull him out of that nonsense. That's bondage. He's already under attack. Where did you be made manifest? How much prayer will somebody pray for you like you will pray for yourself? If you return to the Almighty, you know the meaning of Almighty? Power ends here. Pantokrato. Almighty, the mighty God. Every other name in the Bible, people give it to God. When God met Abraham, he said, I am the Almighty God. He introduced himself as El Shaddai. That's the meaning. The many-breasted one, not two breasts. Many. The number of his children had the number of his breasts. You will never meet me with God. Say, God, hey, wait, Pastor, we don't deal with me. When he finish, I go talk to you. No. He's ready for you anytime. If you return to the all, is called all-sufficient, self-existing, the sufficiency of the same. That's another meaning for Almighty God. The all-sufficient one, if you return to him, how can you be in lack? You are in church today, all you, may they raise prayer point. Pastor, get anointing for finance. May they raise prayer point. No. If you come to the Almighty, you will not need prayer points. Am I talking? You will be built up. Then what will happen to you if you remove iniquity far from your tent? Next verse. Then you will have so much money, you'll be putting gold on the floor. Some people don't know that salvation comes with finance. Those who are teaching prosperity. What those who are talking, they are broke. Fighting to be in bondage. If you return, you will lay gold in the dust. Challenge God with this scripture. And say, Father, my pastor told me that if I return to you, if I drop Yahoo, if I drop anything I'm doing, that you will help me at the point that I will lay gold on the dust. It will take time, but it will work. It will happen. Even the gold of Ophir, a choice gold that stands out among the stones of the brooks. Next verse. Yes. Even the Almighty will become your focus will be on the Almighty. It will be your precious silver. Next verse. For then. Somebody say for then.
Amen.
You will have delight in the Almighty. You will lift up your face to God and your face will shine. You will make prayer to Him and He will hear you. Nothing like pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. You will speak and things will happen. You will even pay your vows. Some of you have made vows to God since last year. You can't pay. Nobody say you don't want to pay. No money. You will declare a thing and that thing will be established. You point at things and declare and it will happen. And it now tells you this is how Proverbs 4:18 will be established in your life. That is the way your light will shine every time. That is how you'll be shining brighter and brighter. But where does it start from? 23. If you return. Doesn't matter how many Christians you know. Some of them no return. No. They just beard, BSc, BA, born again. They no return. They had no, as they gave their life to Christ in church, before the end of the service, Jesus, give me back my life. Give me back. So don't compare yourself with them. You will know by their choices. We all make mistakes, but some people want to stay in the mistake. See, a pig falls into the mud and it begins to wallow and sip cocktail. A lamb falls into the mud, it shouts for help. That's a difference. This morning, if you can return. You see, I've not been born again before. You don't know that God brought you here on earth. It was not when you were born that God knew you. Before you were born, He knew you. Gave you an assignment. You came to the earth and began to join yourself to be citizens of another nation that is not the kingdom of God. If you can return, you will see that God will build you up. You see, building doesn't appear. If it appears, it will not be habitable. But building, one block after the other. One block after the other. One block after the other. But let me tell you, every step you take is one less step you need. I can guarantee you that if you sincerely return, and how to do it is, say, Lord Jesus, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't just want to come for altar call so that after the service, they will give us food. They'll give us, no. I want to love you. And anything this pastor says, I want to follow him for 6 months. If it doesn't work, then I will stop coming. I want to do everything he says. And let's see how your life returns. Many people attend church, they know they listen to pastor. When he says his own, some of them will get home and tear that pastor and say, what does he mean? But if you make up your mind that yours will be different. When you know these things, blessed are you when you do them. Whoever hear the sins of mine and do them is like a man that built his house upon the rock. Rain will descend. The regime of the government will be the same, but his own condition will be different. I'm telling you what I've handled. I don't know everything about it, but I've handled a little bit of it. I was not here at all before. Any of your friends that tell you, I know Pastor Biodo, he was like this. They are saying the truth. I was a nobody. I would have ended like all this, you know, non-entities is shouting on social media. My level is not fake. God has helped me. It's not fake. I'm not faking it. If I'm faking, to be humble. So that I won't infuriate people. That's what I'm managing every day to do. I'm faking that I'm not prosperous. That God has not lifted me. Because I found that people don't like it. A senior minister came around me recently. He said, Pastor, and you are saying people hate you. They must hate you with this. He told me 3 times. He said, people don't know your level though. I'm faking it. If this tie has more stripe now, I'll change it. It has to be. After service, I go change. Where you will not see me. That's what we are doing now. Because people cannot handle it. So if I tell you, believe me. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, don't wait for any. Listen. Don't wait for any human being. Anybody respecting you now is because you are still respectable. Human beings can turn. Come. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagane Chamber. Big boys love Jesus, oh, come. Come, 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 come. Is he only man that are born again in this church? Come, come. He said, if you deny me before men, I also will deny you before the angels of God. It's not time to walk out, so it's time to give your life to Jesus Christ. Come. Don't deny Jesus publicly. Come. Come. In 1989, I was sick. I was in the hospital. At least 12 people would die around me. I've seen it happen. The best of men are vulnerable when they have problems. It's this same God you will now need. Please swallow pride and come. There is joy in heaven. If you can just say, Jesus, you know what? I don't care what anybody thinks. Come. I'm a Lion of Judah. Jesus. You know, if there's joy in heaven over one soul, if you're not excited, I challenge the spirit you carry. Amen. Some of you, I've never met Arsenal players before or Man U. You just bought t-shirts and said, today I'm Man U. And they win, you are overjoyed, you are jumping up. They didn't share the thing with you. They're jumping. If you claim to be a Christian, this is the time you want to walk out. This is the time you are down. I challenge the born again you got. I challenge it. Hallelujah. Everyone stretch out your hands. Everyone. See, let me tell you something. The soul winning church is the church Jesus pays attention to. We're not just displaying people. The church that use their resources, the money, the time, everything for soul winning is the one that Jesus pays attention to. There are things we won't ask God, he will do. Do you know how excited Jesus is right now? Just watch it. Everybody stretch out your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone in this place as a celebration of life in this place right now, that your power, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, let it rest upon his hands. Amen. Let the power that raised Jairus' daughter, that when you said Talitha Kumai, that made that girl stand, let it rest upon his hands. Amen. That power of restoration that restored Lazarus after 4 days, let it rest upon his hands. Amen. Are you in agreement with me at all?
Yes, sir.
Let it rest upon his hands. Let no sickness, let no curse, even beyond those in this room, Maraba Church, Guarimpa Church, Lube Church, and those who will watch on the YouTube and Koza TV, let the power of God, as many as stretch out their hands in faith, Let the power rest upon them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.